The Rabbi Mishalu, many people ask this question. The Eich Osu Bnei Yaakov HaTzadikim HaMaisa HaZeh, how did the sons of Yaakov, the Tzadikim, do this Maisa Lishvech Dom Naki, to spill innocent blood? How were they allowed to kill out the city of Shechem? So he brings the answer of the Rambam. The Harav Heshiv B'Sefer Shoftim V'Omar, the Rambam answers in Melachim Perek Tes, Shebnei Noach Mitzuvim Al Adinim. The answer is because Bnei Noach have seven mitzvahs. One of them is dinim. What does dinim mean? V'hu means L'Hoishiv Dayonim, to set up judges B'chol Pelech V'Felech in every district, L'Odun B'Sheish Mitzvahs Shelahen, to judge the other six mitzvahs. Because dinim is the seventh, or one of the seven. And the judges have to judge the transgressors of the other six. Uven noyach sha'ovar alachas mehen, and if a goy was over one of the six mitzvahs, hu nerek b'saif, they have to see to it to kill him with the sword. Ro echod sha'ovar alachas mehen v'lo dono lahargo. Let's say one of these b'nei noyach sees another ben noyach transgressing one of the six mitzvahs, and the seer does not bring him to justice. Then the one who sees him do it, he himself will be killed with a sword. Because that is the seventh mitzvah, to see to it that the other six are being carried out. And if someone doesn't do dinim, if there's a ben noyach who doesn't judge the other ones, then the din is that the person who sees them do that is chayv b'saif. Mipnei zen is chayv kol bale Shechem hariga. And therefore, the entire city of Shechem was chayv to be killed out. Sha'arei Shechem, they saw that Shechem, the president of the city, the Nasi, Goza, he was over on Gezel. V'heim ro v'yodu, and they saw that Shechem did this Avera of Gezel, v'loidanu, and they did not judge him, they didn't bring him to justice. So therefore they themselves were chayiv in Hariga, they themselves were chayiv in Hariga for not killing Shechem. And that's why the sons of Yaakov went ahead and killed out Shechem. Says the Rambam, v'ein advorim alalu nechoinim be'einai. These words, he disagrees, are not nechoin be'einai. She'im kein, if it is so, that there was a real obligation of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach to bring Shechem to justice and to kill them out, to kill out the entire city. Yaakov Avinu chayav liyos koyden. Yaakov Avinu himself should have jumped and done this mitzvah, the zoyche, and get the zechus of the mitzvah b'misasim and killing out Shechem. V'im pochad mehem, and if you'll tell me that Yaakov Avinu was afraid of them, which is really right in the pasuk, because it says that Yaakov Avinu said, "Acharte Moisi lahavisheni biyoshe ba'aretz v'aknayi v'aprizi v'ani mesei mispar v'nesfu alai v'ikuni." He said that I'm scared that the whole area is going to gang up against us and wipe us out. But even if he was afraid, but okay, so fine. But lama kas albana? Why is he angry at his sons for carrying it out? And he gave them a curse on their anger. As we know, when he's about to die, he curses their anger. And he punches them. Why would he be angry at them? At least they have a zechus of doing the mitzvah. And they did a mitzvah. And they had bitachin in Hashem, and he saved them. So this is the kasha that the Ramban has on the Rambam. And then the Ramban goes on to say that his opinion is that it was not a chiyuv to kill out Shechem. He said it was only a reshus, because all the people in Shechem were oivdei avodah zarah, and they broke the mitzvah of avodah zarah, they broke the mitzvah of gilui arayos. They were all reshoim, and they were all mutter. There was no issur to kill them, but it wasn't a chiyuv either. And he says that is what happened. The sons of Yaakov said, we will take revenge, we don't want this happening anymore, that people will just take Dina or someone and do such aveiros like that. And therefore, even though they weren't chayiv to kill out Shechem, they were allowed to, and they took advantage of that, and they went and took nekama on the city of Shechem. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu said, you don't do reshus. You're not allowed to do a reshus in a tight, in a dangerous matzav like this, where we might be wiped out. And he was angry at them because they did something which they shouldn't have done, because it was only a reshus and they didn't have to do it. And especially, he says, since they made a deal with them that they should be l'himolachem kol zochar, and the people in Shechem were trustful that nothing would happen to them, and then you go behind their back and kill them out, and therefore Yaakov Avinu said that was the wrong thing, and he cursed their anger for doing that. So basically, you have here a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam is saying that it was a chiv gomur, was an obligation to kill them out, because they violated the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, and therefore there was a chiv to kill them out. Where the Ramban says it wasn't really a chiv to kill them out, it was a reshus, that's the machlekes.
Could it be that
Chilul Hashem
is worse than
the
Mitzvah?
Chilul Hashem, what's the...
It's worse by the
Goyim. Okay, so I'm not sure where you're headed.
So it's worse than even the Ramban could agree that even though they did other violations of Hashem's Mitzvah, this one is worse.
Well, okay, he doesn't mention that. He just says it was Rishus because they have done the first Averis. He doesn't mention the Chilul Hashem about it. He doesn't mention that.
Why is it only a Rishus according to the Ramban? Is it because they didn't see the Averis being
committed? So the Ramban says, because he disagrees with the Rambam, and he says there's no Chiyuv to kill out anyone who transgresses the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. His shita is that dinim means something else. He says that when we say dinim, it means that goyim have laws of choshen and mishpat. They have laws of loans, of rental, of theft, he goes through like 10 different categories, and that's what dinim means. But there is really no chiyuv by the Bnei Noach to kill anyone who transgresses. They could. They are punishable by death, but it is not a chiyuv. And he quotes a Yerushalmi that we don't even have, but he says that he had a Yerushalmi that says that if the Goyisha court decides to look away from it, they have the right. They don't have to judge the case. It's just punishable by death, but the court is not obligated.
I mean, you could also say in this particular case, they didn't see the Bnei Shechem doing the particular Averis. They just, it was an Ansadi that they
I
did
see. You mean they didn't see, okay, he doesn't mention that, okay, that's what he said. He says that he disagrees with the Rambam's Pshat and Din.
What about if it's a deterrent? You're doing it to show you can't do this and get away with it.
Well, that's what the Ramban says they really did. That was the intention.
And that you're not allowed to do what they did as a deterrent. To make people afraid to chapter with you.
Well, he says, you see, from the way Rambam says it, is you have to make them chayiv misa first, right? And just as a deterrent, he doesn't use that alone, right? The Rambam says it's based on the fact that they had done other averes and they were chayiv misa. Now you can use it, you can make a deterrent. But it seems that alone, he wasn't satisfied with that. Yeah.
Is it a problem that they just killed them, though? There was no trial. Judgment of any kind. I mean, they tricked him into it. They didn't say, gee, you did this, and therefore we're killing you because of this, in which case it would have been because of the mitzvah.
You see, right, neither the Ramban nor the Rambam brings that up. You're right. Mm-hmm. Neither the Ramban nor the Rambam seems to say that was an issue. Mm-hmm. It seems like they could judge them without making a formal trial. That's what it looks like. In other words, if the sons of Yaakov would make in their own house a decision that these people are chayiv misa, that would be good enough. They don't have to actually bring them to trial. Now, thinking as I'm talking to you, maybe if the person would come, you would give them the fair chance of standing in trial. But here, of course, they wouldn't come. If they would send them a letter, Shechem, you're invited to a trial, I don't think they're coming. So I'm just thinking, out loud that maybe you, if they would come, you have to give the person a chance. You can't just go killing, perhaps, without even giving them a chance, but maybe here they didn't have that option.
Well, you at least have to tell them why you're killing them afterwards. You can't just...
I think they do.
Yes. According to the way the Arachayim HaKadosh explains it, I'll just, once you already speak, he says, the way he explains the whole story, he says, they came in there after Shechem. They really came in for Shechem. This is his pshat. I don't want to confuse, because it's his pshat. This is not the Rambam's pshat, but I'm just saying it anyway. The way the Arachayim says, they were coming after Shechem, because he's the one that really did the Aveir. When they came in, the whole city started up to defend their leader. And then they said, you're starting up, you're right. And then they killed them out. That's the way he has it. Okay, well, that's a different shot. I just said it because you mentioned it. Okay, so anyways, what I want to get back to is the Ramban's taina on the Rambam. That's really the main thing I'm trying to get at. He says that why would Yaakov Avinu accused the sons of doing something wrong when the Rambam is saying that they did the right thing, they were obligated in this. So something bothered me very much. But you, Ramban, yourself, agree that it was very dangerous. And your pshat, what's Ramban's pshat? That since it was Rishus, Yaakov Avinu said, you put yourself in danger, put us all in danger for no reason. You shouldn't do that. Well, why isn't that pshat a good answer for the Rambam as well? If, let's say, someone is obligated to kill this Roitzeach, like the Rambam holds, but it's a sakonis nefashis for everybody, should you do that? Should a person go ahead and put everyone in sakonis nefashis to do the mitzvah of killing this Roitzeach? It seems to me that he shouldn't, because it's pikuach nefesh. It's pikuach nefesh. You're putting yourself and the whole family into pikuach nefesh. And it's a beferish in Gemara in Sanhedrin that a goy ben noach also is absolved from all his obligations in a case of pikuach nefesh.
If that's the case, then the people of Shechem would walk in patur. Because what did we want them to do? We wanted them to judge and get rid of Shechem.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid to, because they're going to be attacked, they're going to be killed. Each individual would feel that way.
You mean all the people in Yaakov's family would feel that way?
No, Shechem.
Oh, all the people in Shechem would feel that what? That Shechem will kill them.
Each individual would feel that if I do something, I'm going to get killed. Okay. Each one's afraid of their lives. But on lives, so... That's why they did not do anything to Shechem.
Oh, you're saying that how could you blame... I see, you're saying a different question. How could you blame the people in Shechem for not killing their president? If they would do anything, they would get killed. Oh, very good. You just were mechavin to the Ramban, sixth kasha on the Rambam. I was only up to the first, but you just got the sixth. I think it's the sixth, or fifth, or sixth. He says that kasha as well. He says... Why is the Rambam blaming them? What should they do? What should they do? They're stuck. It's also a very good question. Okay, I'll try to go al rishon rishon, al achron achron. I'll try to get back to your question, but he asks your question. Okay, so, but now I still, let me get back to where I'm asking, why is the Rambam claiming that it was the right thing for the Bnei Yaakov to kill out Shechem, because it was a mitzvah? Why that pashit? It's a sakana. It's a sakanas nefashis. And why is it the right thing to do a mitzvah if it's a sakanas nefashis? That's the question I'm asking. Okay. So, in order to answer this kasha, I said over a yesod that you see in the shita of the Ramban. The Ramban says something very similar in a different pasuk. He says, by Lech Lecha, that there was a Rav Ba'aretz, and Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim because of that Rav. When he was there, Vayomer Avraham al Sara Ishtay Achoisihi, Ki Yorei Loimer Ishti, Pen Yahargun. Says the Ramban, famous Ramban, that you should know that this was a mistake. Avraham Avinu shouldn't have done that. Because Hashem told him to stay in Eretz Yisrael. And he shouldn't worry. He shouldn't worry about the fact that there's a hunger. He should have bitachon that Hashem will keep him alive in Eretz Yisrael. And furthermore, he says, he shouldn't have said that it's his sister. Because by doing that, he's being a michshol, that they'll take her. And he should have bitachon to say the truth, and have bitachon that they won't kill. The tour, right there on the spot, says, and I want to, he brings the Ramban all the time. The tour always brings Ramban. He says, and I want to give a limud zchus for Avraham Avinu, and I want to say that Avraham Avinu said, Ein soim chenal anes. And it's a nes to come out alive over there in Mitzrayim, if I'm going to go and say, Ishtoi, and therefore it was proper what he did. And the Radak over there says the same. And he says, we find many cases where tzaddikim were afraid of Misa, which is the right way, because of Ein Soim Chenal Anes, and therefore that's his limud zchus for Avraham Avinu. So the question comes up again. So what's Pshat and Ramban? It's like you see the same thing happening two times. In both places you have the Ramban saying that bitachon is fine, even if it's dangerous, even if you might die from it. Like Avraham Avinu said clearly, Pen Yaharguni, he should have had bitachon. And the same thing again, when the sons of Yaakov went ahead and put themselves in life, mortal danger, he said it was the right thing. What's the pshat? So, Lefi Anius Dati, the pshat is a yesoid from the Shalos HaTshubos HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tof Yud Gimel, where he talks about the whole Indian of bitachon, and he says that in general, a Jew should feel that if he does the mitzvahs, Hashem will protect him and put him on the right road. But he says, what if a person is a chayle and he needs to go to a roife? He definitely can go. And it says in the Gemara, v'rapo yirape, mikancha nosna toyer shusul aroife l'rape. And not only that, but it's forbidden to be soymich on an ace. And he quotes the Gemara, where it says in the Gemara, lo'oylam al yamid adam atzma mokum sakana, shema lo yasu lo nes. You're not allowed to be soymich on an ace. But then, zulasi lishlemi, except for tzaddikim shlemim, that are on a high madrega, they are absolved, and they can be soymich on an ace. They can be soymich that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with them as an ace. And he gives an example for the Gemara and Brachas on Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara says that Rabbi Hananya the Doisa lived in a certain place, and there was an arod, some type of dangerous snake, and he was killing people. And people complained, and they were telling Rabbi Hananya to do something. So he found the hole where it lived. He put his heel by the hole. The snake bit Rabbi Hananya, and the snake died. And the Gemara says, they said, woe is to a person that is bit by an arod, but woe is to an arod that bites Rabbi Hananya. Right? So he did that. Zotar Rashba, how did he do that? Ein soim chenal anes. That's an ace. That by being bit by the snake will die. He says, because Rabbi Hananya ben Doisa was a shalim, and he worked on a different level. Somebody who's on that, shlemus, is allowed to have bitachon that Hashem will perform an ace for him. So based on that Rashba, it would seem to me that the Ramban feels the same way about Avraham Avinu, about Shimon, about Levi. These people were at least as great as Rabbi Hananya ben Doisa. And therefore, they don't have the issue of Ein Soim Chenal Anes. We do, but they didn't. Now, like the Ramban says, even if Yaakov Avinu himself was afraid, and we find that he was afraid in the beginning of the parasha too, from Esau. And the Gemara says, Shema Yigra Machet. He was very critical on himself, and he was afraid, maybe I did some kind of chet, and maybe I'm not worthy, or maybe I'm not a shalim enough. Says the Ramban, okay, that's fine. Yaakov Avinu was allowed to be on that extra criticism on himself. But if his sons took the mahalach of Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa, and they said, we are roy to be samech on an ace, then that's also fine for somebody on that madrig. And the same thing, Avraham Avinu was expected to be on that madrig. That's the Ramban says that Avraham Avinu probably also said, Shema Yigra Machay, probably said, but the Ramban is saying that Hashem had a tainet. No, Hashem said he should have done the mahalach of having the bitach. So that's my pshat in the Ramban. The Ramban holds that it was a taina, according to the Rambam, that the Bnei Yaakov could have said, which is a valid taina. They could say, we have bitachon, even if it's dangerous, even if it's a sakana, but we have bitachon and Hashem will do a nes for us. And like the Ramban says, that's actually what happened at the end, that really Hashem did do a nes. And he actually says that if you believe the books of wars, there's some kind of books of wars, and people told me they read it in different books actually, there were a lot of uprisings after Shechem was killed out. Mm-hmm. And it's even hinted in the Torah, because it says there was the fear of Hashem on all the cities around. Bechar B'Kashti. And it wasn't so simple. Mm-hmm. But they did have that bitachon. And Hashem did save them. And therefore the Ramban is saying what they did was true and proper. And therefore the Ramban says that if it was a mitzvah for them to kill out Shechem, they did the right thing. And even if Yaakov Avinu was afraid, because Shema Yigra Machay, they were allowed to do what they did. Therefore the Ramban has a question on the Ramban. Now, in order to defend the Rambam's position, I want to quote his son. The Rambam's son was Avraham ben Rambam. And he wrote a sefer called Sefer HaMaspik. That's the name of his sefer. A Sefer HaMaspik La'avdei Hashem. It's a sefer on Sefer Bereishis and Shemois. And in the back, he writes on subjects, on Inyon. And he says, on Inyon Bitoch, talks about Bitoch. He says, my opinion is that even the greatest tzaddik that there is not allowed to rely on an ace. There's no differentiation. And the only time that a tzaddik is allowed to rely on an ace is if he has a certain ruach hakodesh or hargosha of kedusha or something, he has different words, that he has a feeling that Hashem is telling him, I'm going to do an ace for you. And he says, for example, when Yaakov Avinu was afraid, the reason was because he didn't have that feeling yet of that hargosha of Kedusha, and therefore he was still afraid. And he says, that's why Hashem sent the Malach there to fight with Yaakov, as we know. And that was the sign where Hashem actually gave him that, like Ruach HaKodesh, that Hashem will be there with him. And that was what he was being told. But until that comes, he has no right. He says, we do find tzaddikim that that definitely relied on an ace. And he gives the story of David Goliath, where it says that when he was about to fight Goliath, he was given a helmet and armor from Saul the king. And then David says, I can't wear this. He took it off. Kilo nuseisi b'cholele. The simple translation is, I'm not used to all this armor. But in the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, he says, a miracle will not be performed if I'm wearing all this. Nuseisi from the Lashon of Nes. This is no way to make a miracle happen. I'm taking this all off. I'll just go in shepherd clothes and fight Goliath. So he was definitely relying on an ace. But he says the reason was because David felt that Ruach HaKodesh with him. And he continues to say that even you could have one tzaddik on one day he has that Ruach HaKodesh, on the next day he doesn't have that Ruach HaKodesh. It's not always the you know, something that's shavit for every day. And Memela, it looks like the Rambam's son has a different opinion than that Rashba. Where the Rashba says that any tzaddik shalim can have bitachon Hashem will do an ace any day, any time. But the Rambam's son holds that he can't. And therefore, maybe the Rambam holds like his son. That there's no heter, even if you're a tzaddik shalim, to have bitachon on an ace. Unless you have a special ruach HaKodesh. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu did say to his sons that was not proper, and you shouldn't have relied on this nes. It was too dangerous what you did. And therefore, that might be the machlokes. That might actually be the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam would say that Yaakov Avinu had a strong taina on them. You put us all in danger, you could have got us all destroyed, and you don't have a right to have bitachon on an ace. And the Ramban is arguing, and he says, you do have the right, and you should have it if you're holding on that madrig. So that is possibly the machlik.
So how would the Ramban understand Yaakov Avinu's last words to Shimon and Levi? Rambam, this seems to be the focus of his whole life with them, was this incident. According to the Ramban, they had a strong side to say that they were right.
Well, the Ramban himself says that it was only a reshus.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what the Ramban is saying, that Yaakov Avinu told them, listen, if you have something you have to do, mm-hmm. it's a mitzvah, mm-hmm. then go ahead and have bitach, because mm-hmm. you're on the madriga. But if it's not a mitzvah, mm-hmm. then you're putting yourself in danger for no mitzvah, mm-hmm. you can't do that. Yeah, even if you're the biggest tzaddik, you can only do what you have to do. Mm-hmm. That's what the Ramban would be saying.
And on that, he bases his entire bracha l'doros on this double reshus. It seems like,
well, because what he was telling, what he told them is, you did this from anger, mm-hmm. right? If you misjudged,
mm-hmm.
because you went too far, mm-hmm. and you endangered everyone because of your anger, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say a person gets too angry, right? Mm-hmm. And he does, right? Let's say Chalila, right? Sometimes people, you find in our history, right? They get really angry at Goyim or something, right? And because they get so angry, they do something, and they endanger tons of people. That's terrible. That's a sakonis nefash, that's what they're doing. So that's basically what Yaakov Avinu was saying. Of course, that you went too far because you were too angry. And that's an orarapam. He cursed their anger for doing that. Okay, so that's the pshat on that machlokes. Now we'll go already to the last question of the Ramban, because I forgot who brought it up already. Someone brought up that how could the Ramban said another kasha? How could the Rambam blame the people in Shechem for leaving the president alone? How can you go kill the president? Right? You can't just do that. What's pshat? So the answer that I wanted to give to this question is really that perhaps the machlokes between the Rambam and Ramban is the chiyuv of judging the transgressor, a chiyuv on the yachid, a chiyuv on each ben noyach privately, that each, if I'm a ben noyach, and I see someone transgressing, I have to bring him to justice. Either he'll be the judge, or he'll get a judge. Or is it a chiyuv hatzibur? It's a chiyuv, a community obligation. The Ramban holds that's a chiyuv on each person. Each ben noach has a private chiyuv to bring justice. So the Ramban says, how could any private person go ahead and bring the nasi to justice? But maybe the Rambam's sheet is that it's a chiyuv on the whole community as a whole, right? Now they should be brought up, if you're keeping the Zion mitzvah properly, they should be taught in the schools, right, by the goyim, that if anyone, even if it's the president, goes ahead and robs or kills unjustly, you've got to get rid of him. And if that would have been their feeling, right, and they would be the way they should be, then the whole city of Shechem should go there and take the president and kill him. And if you have a whole city, if you have the whole city up against the king, we have uprisings, right? They can do it.
Come on to Syria.
Excuse me?
Tell that to Syria.
Okay, Right?
They uprising to go against, and they are all being killed by the king.
Yeah, but obviously there must be two sides, right? Like half of them are with the king, or enough of them are with the king,
no,
I guess.
Just the ones with the weapons.
Just the weapons? But somebody's driving them, I guess. Somebody's in the tank or whatever it is, no? Someone's doing it. If everybody is against him, he's in trouble. Right? He has to have, no?
Yeah.
So he's doing it all himself. What?
So he had some followers too.
So that itself is part of why those followers are like Chaim, because in other words, it's a hard judgment call. But what you have to say is, this community, could they have done it or they couldn't have done it? So what the Rambam would be saying is that Yaakov's sons judged it, saw the situation, and they said, you could have done it. If you would have gotten together, you could have gotten it. I wasn't there, so I can't tell you, but that was what they held. And Yaakov Avinu and Ramban is saying, you don't do that. You just have to worry about your own self. Can I bring him to justice? No. Okay, I'm putter. That's it. But if you talk about the whole community, it's not as simple. It depends on, you know. So therefore, that's the answer how the Rambam would answer that question. That's what I think. Now, I want to say over the Radvaz's approach to answer the Rambam. The Radvaz has a new pshat in Yaakov Avinu's anger. It's printed on the side of the page, right on the Rambam, in Hilchas Malachim, right on the page in the standard Rambam. The Radvaz says that Yaakov Avinu had a new time. He says when the sons made a deal with Shechem to do a bris, they were considered Jewish through making that bris. And Memela, Yaakov Avinu Tainad, Gershon is Gayer Kikotin Shenoyladam. That if a person becomes a Jew, he's like a new person. And once you're a new person, all your past Averis are gone. So Yaakov Avinu said, you can't kill them, even though they did the wrong thing, and they were chayiv misa for what they did. But now, they're a yid, and they're potter. Isn't that a
thing? Yaakov's children should be chayiv misa. They killed people.
That's what Yaakov was all so angry about. That's the Rabbaz's pshat. Yaakov Avinu said, you're chayiv for what you did. You have no right doing it. They're a Jew now, and you can't do that.
That's the pshat of the Rambam, though. Rambam is clearly holding that they were allowed to do what they did, right?
Well, I don't know. The Rambam just says that Shechem was chayiv.
Right.
Does it mean that Shechem...
And the B'nai Shechem were chayiv.
Well, they were chayiv. I don't know if the Rambam ever says that they didn't get absolved, you know. The Rambam just says that this is what the reason of the sons of Yaakov. They said they were chayiv. He's like not taking sides, you know. Did they get absolved? Yaakov says they did. The sons of Yaakov said, no, they didn't. So he's just trying to bring out that there was, for sure, there was a Chiyav Misa here.
I think the Radvaz is saying his own Chiddush. I just don't see it in the Rambam. No?
Oh, well, I don't know if you can prove that the Rambam is not, I don't think he would write it if he knows the Rambam doesn't agree with it. But it seems to me like you can't say for sure that the Rambam is saying that it really was never absolved. Because he's just trying to bring out what he's saying. That you see here an example of Chiyav Hereg for not putting them to justice. Which is definitely true that was what it started from. Then there was an argument if it got absolved or not.
Now is this so pashut what the Radvaz says that if a guy converts that he really
oh,
is
so that's exactly
yeah.
What I wanted to get
okay,
to.
Okay, yeah.
How about this din? Is that true? If a guy...
Wait,
not tshuva, just turning into from a guy to a Jew, because it's kikot and shenei ladam. Not just stop doing tshuva.
How does he see that they were ger? They became ger.
Because he says a bris mila makes you a ger.
Ishmael is a ger. So anytime they do bris, they become Jew.
Well, only if you have intention, I guess, to become a Jew. It's just a bris for a guy.
No,
circumcision
saying,
doesn't work.
How does he see that they had such an intention.
I guess he says, because the words in the Chumash are, we'll become Am Echad. Right? They said, let's become one nation, and then we'll marry each other. So he understands that to mean that they're saying, well, we're part of the Jewish nation. I think that's what he's trying to say.
Is Yerushalayim is off the hook too? He becomes a
According to what he's saying, right. Shechem himself should be off the hook.
This whole thing was a ploy to suspend the Chiyum Nisan.
Okay. It's a good ploy. Does it work or doesn't it work? That's the issue. Does it work or doesn't it work? So I'll say the halacha from the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Alf Amid Beis says, and this is Paskind also in the Rambam, that if a goy does an Averit, which is Chayiv Misa, and he then becomes a Jew, converts, the halacha is as follows. If this same act would be Chayiv Misa as a Jew, then the Chayiv Misa is in place and you kill him anyway. But if by being a Jew he no longer is Chayiv Misa, then you go with the Jewish law, and today he's not Chayiv Misa. Example, a guy who steals is Chayiv Misa. A Jew who steals is not. Hatzolas
Nefashos.
Gezelas Nefashos. Well, a Jew who kidnaps a person is in order to be Chayiv Misa, needs to kidnap and sell the person. But just kidnapping is not yet enough for Misa yet. So, if a goy stole and he became a Jew, you can't kill him anymore. However, if a goy did Eishes Ish, the Gemara says, that's chayav by Misa, by Jew and by a goy, then he won't get absolved. He's going to still be put to death. Okay, so now, at first, very good. So the Radbaz is right on. Because the people in Shechem, what they did was only punishable as a goy. But once they became Jewish, so Shechem did Gezel, or they didn't punish Shechem, these inyanim are a chiyuv misa for a goy, but not for a Jew. So therefore the Radbaz is saying that that was a good idea, good eitzah.
But then it wasn't chiyuv misa, because it's Amr goy. She was given that, then she was vacant.
Yeah, but hisamr means sold. Hisamr bar umechoroi. It says in the pasuk. Yeah, you're right. That's true. Bisamr boy, they did, but it doesn't say oy. It says ooh, and it's the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Beferish that you need to also sell it. The Mishnah. If you don't sell them, you're right. Without the mechira, it's still not. I'm pretty sure. I can't tell you what my memory is 100%. Check and make sure, but I'm pretty sure.
Well,
yeah, he says also the Avodah Zarah, yes.
But that would be
Chayiv
even if they're a
Yid. That would be Chayiv even if they're a Yid. But the Rambam doesn't bring that in at all. So, but my big question was as follows. My big question on the Radbaz idea is as follows. In the times before the Torah was given, for example, in the times of the Yaakov, Shimon, Levi, someone became a Jew. Was he potter from the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach? Was he absolved from the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach? Most Mefarshim say he was definitely still chayiv in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. Being a Jew in those days is not the same as today, because there was no Torah and there was no set of laws for Jews. So the pshat in being a Jew in those days was to add upon oneself a certain extra thing that he's going to be also Kedushas Yisrael, believe in Hashem, do Bris Milah, but it didn't absolve him of the bottom line seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach.
Put any more liabilities and responsibilities upon him?
Well, just a little bit. Doing Bris Milah, which they had, that's about all. Excuse me?
Were there any other must-dos?
Must-dos? Really not. Really, there was nothing else much. In all it really meant then was Emunah in Hashem and doing Bris Milah, and that was all. Avram kept all the mitzvahs, but not as an obligation, because there was no command. He did it. You had the privilege of doing the mitzvahs, but you didn't have to. Yes, I would say.
Isn't that really based upon the Maftalkis? they were found by the brothers, and it believed that Yosef wasn't like his father Yaakov, whether or not you consider Yidden, or whether or not you consider Goyim.
Very right, true. There are, right, so there are some who say...
That's what the father said, Kishitaska. They held that they were Yidden, therefore they really converted to Yiddish guys, therefore they should have been puzzled.
There is such a whole shot, right. So there are those who claim, not like what I'm saying, that they became like total Yidden, and now they don't have any of the obligations of a Ben Noach anymore. However, if you look in Rabbi Chanan above Baba Basri, he says that's the hard way. That's the Chiddush way. The Poshit way is that they didn't become Pater, because then if it turns out that they became Pater, look what you're saying. You're saying that in those days, if you became a Yid, then you had nothing. You didn't have to keep anything. Well, you're not a Ben Noach, so you don't have to keep the Shabbat Mitzvah of Bnei Noach. And there's no mitzvah for a Yid yet.
No, I think you had to keep it. You just didn't have the Chomer of Bnei Noach. You had to keep the Shabbat Mitzvah of Bnei Noach.
No, you did have to. You're saying...
You could steal, but you wouldn't be Chayav Misa.
What's going on? Like, I'm half... The way Rabbi Chanan looks at it, he says, you're a Ben Noach, which is really the Lashon and Rishonim used many times. That Ad Matan Torah, you were a Ben Noach. Just that you added on yourself the extra layer of being Eved Hashem and Bismillah as well. But if you say that way, then of course you cannot use this whole advice. Because it turns out that by becoming a Yid, you still were the same Chayev Misa as you before. And nothing changed as far as the Chayev Misa goes. And Mimela, it would still be Chayev, even if you convert in those days. Because, as we said, the whole idea of converting only works if now, after conversion, you are not chayev the same Misa. But if you say that in those days you were still chayev, like a Ben Noach afterwards, then the converting wouldn't even help you anything.
Yeah, the brothers, I don't know how much you want to... But the Shiloh with Yosef and the brothers, that the brothers ate an animal that was twitching after it was shefted.
Yeah.
They both held that there was an Isser Eber Menachai. It's just the brothers held that once we shefted... It doesn't apply in this situation, but one said that they were exempt from Eved Menachai, right? So they were chayev in the Sheva Mitzvah.
So you see, they were chayev.
Yeah.
And it could be that they also be punished too, right? And it could be they were also be punished for it the same way.
Well, the brother said, once it's shefted, we have the din of Yisrael, and we're not punished. But if we didn't have that heter, you're saying maybe they'd be chayev misa.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's a chiddush. Okay.
Yeah, the chiddush is really in the ballpark of the ones who say that they got kulas by becoming a yid. The stoma is like you see in Rashi in many mesechtas. Like for example, I remember now Chulin Tzadi Aleph, that Rashi says they were a ben noyach. Even the sons of Yaakov, they were a Ben Noach, you know. That's the regular. So Memela, if you go with that, then the Radvaz Pshat wouldn't be able to work. Which I just looked last night in the Sefer Chemdas Yisrael. You know, the Kli Chemda wrote another Sefer, Chemdas Yisrael. And he brings this up. He says that the Radvaz Pshat is a big Chiddush, because the Poshet Pshat is that in those days, even if you were a Megayer, you were still Chayev Misa for the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So, that explains the Pashit away. Meaning, the Pashit away is that the Rambam is saying that was true, they were Chayev Misa. They were Chayev Misa, and what the B'nei Yaakov did was correct, they were Chayev Misa. So if you will go and say to the Rambam, they're not Chayev Misa. They converted. So the Rambam will tell you, converting in those days didn't save you from Misa. And I just want to mention, finish off with one last little interesting thing, that the Briska Rav supposedly said, I can't tell you, I heard this from Reb Shragi. Reb Shragi heard it from somebody else. I don't know where that person heard it, so I can't tell you it's a 100% vouched for, but this is what I heard over. That it says that the sons of Yaakov answered Shechem with Mirma. And it says in Unkelus Chachma. And he says the Chachma was that they didn't really give away the full secret. And they told them, if you'll do a bris milah, you'll be one nation. But we all know, mal v'loy toval, v'yu loy mal. If you don't do tvila, you're not really a yid. So Memela, they were avoiding this. They were avoiding this thing that they're going to say, oh, now we're a Jew, we know we're not chayev anymore. That was the chachma, and the mela that, therefore they were still allowed to kill him out.
Okay, that's...
Yeah, you do. So I guess that the Ravaz is saying that they, when they say, well, you want nation, they were accepting it. I guess that's what the Ravaz is saying.